1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We are never told to fight the devil. Why? Jesus fought him. Not only did he fight him, he defeated him. And every demonic spirit stripped him. They have no more power against the church. The warfare lies in your mind, the soul realm, where we war against imaginations, suggestions, speculations, high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. That's why we've been given weapons to pull down, to destroy, to demolish. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Tell somebody, I hear a new sound. I'm going to clean those ears out, to those spiritual ears, too. You can hear clearly. Now, this new sound that is coming into the earth in the form of the kingdom of God, this new sound, this language of ascension is going to begin. Listen to me, because I'm prophesying to you now. Change is coming your way. Good change is coming your way. Come on, somebody reach up and grab that right now. Good change. Good change. God change. Kingdom change is coming. I don't care how long you have struggled with stuff. Change is here. A new chapter is here. A new beginning is here. A breakthrough is here. It's here right now. It's here right now. Amen. Now, let me take you back a little bit. And you that when that first service heard some of this, but back in the day, many of us will remember when the sound barrier was broken. You remember that? Some of us remember that. Back in, it was in the 60s, wasn't it? I'll never forget. I think I was in kindergarten. And coming home, it was a cloudy day. I'll never forget that day because I was just in front of my house. And then all of a sudden, there was this noise. Ba-boom! Like the sky was falling. But it was what they call the sonic boom. And what was happening? They had gotten a plane to fly faster than the speed of sound. So it was breaking through a barrier. They were breaking the sound barrier. And so whenever the plane would do that, there would be a noise as it broke through. So this sound from heaven is a sound of acceleration. Help me, Holy Spirit. This sound that's coming from heaven in the form of the kingdom of God is going to break the barriers. It's going to break the sound barrier. See, while I sat in that car wash, there were sound barriers. That weather lady was speaking out of sound. And to me, being a believer, hearing what she was saying, it was a barrier because she was talking fear, uncertainty, gloom, doom, negativity. But this sound that's coming from heaven is about to break these sound barriers. Amen. Hello, somebody. I said, I'm talking about in your personal life. Amen. In your personal ministry, in your personal finances. This sound that's coming from heaven. Listen, tell somebody it's our time now. Come on, you've been through so much for so long, now it's time. Come on, you've been through a lot for a long time, and now, if you can believe that now is your time, I'm telling you, if you can wrap your mind around the fact that now is your turn, now is your time, now you're about to break through, now you're about to rise to a place you've never been, now you're about to experience life that they call Zoe. I don't care what it looks like in the economy. It don't matter if they are laying off on jobs. Who created the jobs? Who's behind the jobs? Who's over the economy? God says, I own the cattle on 1,000 hills, 1,000,000 hills, 1,000,000,000,000 hills. In other words, all the cattle are mine. The silver and the gold are mine. That's what God says. And here you're allowing a sound barrier. what you heard. If the news is troubling you, turn it off.
Amen.
If the news is causing you to be afraid, don't watch it. Because there are sound barriers. I'm reminded of the story of David and Goliath and the sound barrier. 40 days and 40 nights, Goliath of Gath, he would come out and challenge the entire army. And when they saw him and heard him, they were afraid of him. And they would flee from him. And in fleeing, he would curse them. Now, notice, he came out during the morning sacrifice and during the evening sacrifice. Just when they were sacrificing or acknowledging God, here comes Goliath. A sound barrier. They couldn't even focus or concentrate on God because of listening to Goliath. Now imagine, 80 services, 40 days, 40 nights. 80 services of listening to Goliath. You'd be afraid too. Saul, Abner, Joab, none of them could move. Mighty men, but they were afraid because of the sound barrier. I want to ask you a question. What sound barrier are you grappling with? I hear somebody say, well, you know, I'm on a fixed income. Only one can fix it is you.
Amen.
God is much more resourceful than your fixed income. But you got to get off your laurel and allow God to give you some creativity. He'll open doors. He owns it all. He can make some things out of nothing. I remember a job I received at the Department of Juvenile Justice, and the supervisor told me, he said, there has never been a job like this. He said, we created this job. And I thought to myself, I said, look at God. How when there's no room for you? Come on, when people say it can't be done, How God can reach into his bag and pull out something and create it and say, this is just for you. How many know there's no stopping God? If you believe there's no stopping God and there's no stopping his army, if you believe. So really the only fight we're called to fight is the fight of faith. Jesus defeated the enemy, made an open show of him. He's under our feet. We are raised up and seated together with him. And when what we're to fight are the, and see, really the fight of faith is not having to do with what's out there. Listen to me. It has nothing to do really with what's out there. It has everything to do with what's going on in here. Those pockets of unbelief. Those images that were developed in you when you were a child. Where you got made shame. And so now you call it being shy. I'm just shy. No, you were made shame or something. No, that don't have to be the case, but you know, I'm just saying. We label it and say it to be one thing when it's really a result or a fruit of something else that's put a limitation on our life. I want to get something across to you. The sound barrier. When Goliath had them in 40 services, cursing the God of Israel, challenging any man to come and fight him, fear, the sound barrier of fear had gripped them. No one would move. They were shaking in the boots. Saul was way back there in his tent hiding. Anytime he'd come out. But here we see David. Now, David wasn't in that atmosphere or in that environment. Is that right? Tell somebody, take heed what you listen to. David wasn't listening to Goliath. David was alone with God. If I can say it that way, he was tending those sheep, kind of in a, I would say, almost a forsaken type of posture where he wasn't, you know, the story, he wasn't even initially invited when Samuel came to anoint the king, the next king of Israel. He wasn't even invited to the party. He didn't get an invitation. But look how God works. God said, hey, listen, tell him, Samuel, no one will sit down. We will do nothing until David is brought in. You can't see it right now, but I see it. God's going to place such an honor on some of you. You can't see it right now. Right now, you're being tossed to and fro. It's just one thing after another, after another, after another. But see, God has really just prepared you for honor. I'm prophesying to you now. I see this in my spirit. Some have been like Mephibosheth in Lodibar. Amen. A place without pasture. A place where there's barrenness. But at the voice of a king. See, grace started with David. It didn't start with Mephibosheth. It started with David. David said, are there any left? Oh, I hear the voice. I hear the sound of God right now asking about you. Are there any left of the house of Saul that I might show them kindness? Tell somebody, get ready for God's kindness. Come on, get ready for God to bust a move in your life. Ziba said, there's one left. In so many words, David said, go get him and bring him to me. Mephibosheth came thinking that his head was about to be chopped off. I got news for you, though. Eyes haven't seen. Ears haven't heard. It hasn't entered your heart. I wish somebody could grab a hold of this right now. God's getting ready to blow some minds. Ears haven't heard, eyes haven't seen, neither has entered into your heart what God has prepared for you that love him. But right now, it's being revealed to us by the Holy Ghost. We are seeing it in part. We are seeing things by the Spirit, but your eyes haven't seen it. In other words, naturally, it's nowhere near you. But in the Spirit, we feel the bubbling. We sense it starting to manifest. Well, that's the kingdom. David came out at the strategic time of God. How many know God is a providential God? God's going to have you where he wants you when he needs you there. It's not through your manipulating circumstances, coercing things, or planning out things. Plan. A man's heart devises his way, but God directs his steps. Plan. But let God direct your steps. Because everything's not going to go according to your plan. But God's going to direct you where he wants you, where you need to be. David's out there tending the sheep, and his father says, I want you to go today and see how your brothers are doing. Take them some cheese and some wine and some of the grapes and some of these figs and some of this bread, and I want you to see how they're doing. Just go and find out how they're doing and come back and give me a report. And David, in his little cheerful self, I mean, he was already anointed to be king. See, you can be anointed and God hadn't placed you yet. That's where folk mess up. They get an anointing on them right away. They want their spot. They want the limelight. They want to be in control. God said, no, get your behind back to those sheep.
We are continuing in part 43 of Mega Grace, the Word of His Grace, part 2. We access grace through faith. The voice of man is usually based on uncertainties. The voice of God is immovable, constant, stable, certain, and unwavering. It cannot be changed without exception. The wind and the storm obeyed the voice of our Lord and Savior. The disciples were moved by what they saw. Jesus had to address what was going on internally with the disciples. Life can be full of storms. We cannot allow our spiritual senses to be tampered with. We must adhere to the voice of God and stand strong on what he has promised. We are on the brink of becoming something we've never been before. The path of the just is shining more and more unto that perfect day.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.